so right. Today is the day that we're going to talk about is the spring day of the Christianity, Jesus' death and resurrection, which is a fundamental event for the Christian belief system. First, we're going to look at what Jesus' death means, not just for him, but for you and me. And then after that, we will look at what happened when Jesus rose from the dead and what it means to us. Now, let me straight it out in here plainly. Here we go. Jesus had to die so you and I can live. That is a very plain and straightforward Christian theology in Christian church. Jesus had to die so you and I can live. According to the Romans chapter 6:23, the payment of sin is death. Payment of sin is death. In the garden, that when we as a human being have sinned against God, disobeyed God, and not connecting with God, but walking away from the relationship from God, sin get into the human society. The payment of sin, the ways of sin, is death. In order to reconcile this the relationship between God and humanity, someone needed to die and pay the penalty of this sin. Then, and according to the Romans chapter 3, verse 23, everyone has sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone is a sin, not bigger sinner and small sinner. We have no right to point it out who is sinning more, because we are the sinners too. And there is no way we judge other people, because everyone is short of the glory of God. We are the sinners. Church is for the sinners. Church is for the sick people. It's a spiritual hospital, spiritual ER. Some people say the church has so many problems all the time. Why not? ER place, a spiritual ER place. All the people who have a problem, they are coming to church. By recognizing that people have a problem. For those people who are sick and yet they do not recognize their sickness, they do not go to the hospital, right? How many of you go to the hospital just for fun? No. Oh my God. Dr. Bruce, you are exceptional. But most of the people who are not a physician, and we do not go to hospital just for fun, having fun time there. When we go to the hospital, that means when we go to hospital, we recognize that something is not right with our system. People usually come to church because something is not right in their spiritual walk, in their life. They would like to seek some cure, or they would like to get some prescription how to deal with the things that they feel not right in their life. All have sinned. All who recognize their not wellness or unhealthiness, they do come to church. Church has a problem? Yes, we do have a problem. But we do have a solution too. Here, Jesus had to die so that you and I can have a life, healthy life, not an unhealthy life. God wants to give us amazing life through Jesus Christ. All of us are sick. All of us are sinners. All of us are fall short of the glory of God. Because of that, someone who is sinless needed to pay the price of the sin or sickness that cured us. Jesus, he came to us. People often think about that Christianity is all about judgment, pointing out who is right, who is better, and who is sinless. We talked about it, and some people think that we always talk about judging people, evaluating people, but it is not. Christianity is all about salvation, reconciliation, and freedom from the judgment through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I did not come to judge you. I came to save you. And in order to save you, I'm going to die. It is the only way. Because Jesus is the only person who is sinless. Imagine how much love it took for God to put this plan into motion. It is the greatest love story you ever been heard and told. Can you imagine loving someone so much up to giving up your own child? Think about it, parents. Do you love someone so much and even giving up your own child in place of them? The agony that God our Father went through for loving you and me. According to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Because He loved you and me so much. He loves to cure you, reconcile that our relationship with God so much. Even giving up His only begotten Son. So you and I will not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the greatest love story I ever heard. I'm sure that is the greatest story, love story you ever heard. That much God loves you so much. Jesus' death showed us God's love for us. However, Jesus did not just come to die, but He came to win over the power of death through His resurrection. Jesus' death showed us God's love, and Jesus' resurrection showed us God's power. It is the most powerful event in the history, the resurrection. It splits the history in AD and BC. After Jesus died, the Bible tells us that His followers wrap up His body and place it in the tomb and put this big stone at the entrance of the tomb. Jesus' opponents were so concerned about His resurrection. And then these guys show up at the Pilate and said, Jesus claimed that He was going to coming back to life in 3 days. And now we know that that's not going to happen for sure, and yet we are afraid that His followers will steal His body and claim that He resurrected. So here is a plan. I would like to present it to you, Pilate. Please put the big stone in right at the entrance of the tomb and seal it, and then send a guard to guard the tomb. And surprisingly, Pilate accepted their request and sent a guard and sealed the tomb with a big stone. This is a very funny story, don't you think? And then Jesus is the only one whose tomb got guarded by people and soldiers afraid that He was going to come out. Jesus is the only person in history whose grave was guarded to keep Him from coming out. Have you ever guarded your tomb or the tomb? I mean, not your tomb, you are here. Tomb of other people. Have you heard of someone guarded the other person's tomb and afraid that the person would come out of the tomb? This is the first and last one we heard about it. But notice what happened. And not only did Jesus rise from the dead on the third day, but He said that He would. The Bible said in Acts chapter 1:3, it said, Jesus showed Himself alive to His disciples after His passion by many demonstrations. For 40 days He continued to appear to them and tell them about the kingdom of God. By being raised from the dead, Jesus was proved to be the mighty Son of God with the holy nature of God Himself. So the resurrection of Jesus is not just showing the power of God, but it shows that Jesus is the Son of God. here is amazing truth. The power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same power available for you and me to carry the heavy burden in our daily lives. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 through 20 says, I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great God's power is to help those who believe in Him. It is the same power that raised the Christ from the dead. And the Bible also says that Romans chapter 8 verse 11, and if the spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who lives in you. So we're going to look at not just Jesus and the resurrection, but our resurrection in this service. The power the resurrection is available for us, so we give our lives to Christ. That's what we're going to look at it right after we watch the video clip from the movie, Son of God. Let us watch together.